Where's Raoul? You're leaving today or tomorrow? You are leaving today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So, no, last chance now. That is good. Last chance. You can easily miss the last chance, you know. Most people miss because they think. Then when you think, then you miss the opportunity. Because the mind cannot function good in the moment. Only consciousness can function in the moment. And that you are not used to. You think, but you cannot depend on thinking. There's for her. Thank you so much for being available to us. These people and this place inspire me a lot. The first week I have been here, I was sure that I would come back home with the beautiful energy. At the end of the first week, I realized that during the time spent here in Dharma Mountain, I've been thinking about only three things of my life in Italy. And now I'm more aware of what is really important in my life and what is not. So what is these three things? Love,
my girlfriend.
Love and girlfriend, same thing, same. And then that is one thing or two things?
One thing.
One thing. Then?
The second is about my work.
Your work, which is what?
I have a company, information technology,
software. What company? Software. I will try to change your software. Your old software is outdated. This is a new generation now. So don't hold on to your own old software. You might think it's good, but something new is there available. Okay, two things.
The first thing is about myself, my path.
Your path. So, that
is... If I really know myself, who I am, really.
If you really know yourself, do you want to know yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Then we're talking. So, this is the same thing, no? If you want to know yourself, then you will know love. You also will know how you function in your life. You are everything. You are the world. There's no separation. Then you should consciously bring that into one. You just want to know yourself. Then you know what you will do. You will know your own heart, which is love. My beloved guru, Papaji, he used to say to people that to be in satsang, to come here to satsang, you need to be finished with the worldly desires. That is your dreams, your money, your education. You want to create something. All that you have to be finished with. Otherwise you cannot take in this teaching. Because you will always be between the truth. So first is absolutely important necessity to empty yourself. Otherwise, you will be in the way. You cannot receive the teaching. That's how it was in the old days in the East. When people come to a master, to a guru, then they were finished. They were tired with the world. All the dreams, all the desires. They had a deeper understanding that this won't fulfill me. I'm longing for something else. I'm longing for the truth. Now I have seen all the dreams. And I have been burned so many times. Now I want to learn. Please, please, Master, teach me. That's how it should start. But that's not how it is. And especially not in the West. Because people come with a head full. So it takes a long time. And you have to be dedicated to that, to empty yourself. To just to receive, to start to receive the teaching of the Guru. Otherwise, you have all your own opinions and projections in your mind. You like this, but you don't like that. You agree with that, but you don't agree with that. Blah, 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 blah. This is good, this is not good. All that has to go on. And you have to bring all your desires that were involved in leaking out to 1,000 different things in the world into one desire, the desire for freedom, for truth. If that is there, then you are ready for satsang. So look at yourself if you are there. And if you are not, then prepare yourself to be ready. Because this is satsang. Don't waste your time and don't waste my time. That's why I say, no, it's good, Rahul. Last chance. Let's see what happened out of this meal in Baba's restaurant. I thought the three things in Italy was pasta, pizza, and ice cream. But at least you went deeper than that. That's a good sign. And a little tiramisu. But in these last days, I feel inside me a space where I have been several times in my life. I cannot understand this space. I can't touch it. The light doesn't reach it. It is like a black box where everything is doubtful, uncertain. This space makes me numb. I can feel the energy, the love. I can't feel the energy, the love, and any kind of emotion. No. Because you have reached a place that you is new. So you are almost like in shock. You have become frozen. So up till now you know your positive mind. You are somebody, you can do it, you can work, and you can be successful. You have built up this idea of I. Now this I coming here is shaken. And that is the mission of me, to shake you up, because you've been asleep. Then you will go into shock. No, you have to see the dark side of yourself. And the truth is beyond the light and the dark. It's neither. It's beyond. Because it's both part of the mind. You have a negative mind. You have a positive mind. So if you are identified with the positive mind, then when you meet the darkness, it's very scary. And this is even more. And you know, you need to know all the sides of yourself. If you don't have an openness to see all sides of yourself, then you will stagnate, you will stop. Because this is in you, a black box where everything is doubtful, uncertain. And it's good to doubt. You have to doubt first to figure out what is true for you. Because up till now, everything you have is from the outside. All your ideas, read the books. Now when you come here, I'm challenging you to go back to yourself. You have to find out. So many doubts will come up here. And doubts about me, about everything. Do I need a master? Do I need a master? What is this all about? You have to find out what is true for you. That's why I say doubt is absolutely needed in the beginning. You have to doubt everything because you have to figure it out for yourself. It has to become your understanding, your experience. Then only you can go beyond. No, it's your own realization. This is true. It's my own realization. What the Master said is true. Up till that, it's just a belief. That doesn't help you. To believe in God won't help you. To know God will help you. Then you have to go through your doubt. That is very difficult to go beyond doubt, which is your own mind alone. That's why the Buddha says that the most lucky thing is to meet a master, an enlightened one. Then maybe you get the courage to go beyond yourself because you see that it's possible. But even to see that, to trust that, to accept that, you have to go beyond your little mind. The mind can never do that. It can never trust the Master. It can never surrender. It can never even feel the love. Because you are limited to your own mind. And all that will break. Something deeper in you has to be touched. And you're just on the words now. Maybe, maybe not. Let's flip a coin. What? And it means life or death, where that coin will land. Haven't you seen? No country for old men, or what was the name? Very good movie. Then he flips the coin, life or death. It's like that. So you have to face yourself and you have to be ready for gamble. That gamble means the gamble for something new. Because now you know where you come from, you know what you have learned. Still, you are not satisfied. So the safe way is to go back to the old. The way of adventure, of exploration, of courage, is to go into the new and find out. Then you have to face your doubts. It's like a black box where everything is doubtful, uncertain. This space makes me numb. I can't feel the energy, the love of any kind of emotion. No, because it shrinks you, it makes you numb. That means now you are at a place where you can take a jump. Free yourself. It's available. But then you don't know what. And for the first time maybe in your life, you are standing in face of that. That's why I say I have to shake you up. You have to see that you are numb, that you are asleep. Nobody likes to see that. Only something deeper in you can understand that this is needed. I have to face this. I don't want to be numb. I don't want to be asleep. I want to live. The more I observe myself being in this space, the more I become insensitive, frozen. I don't like to be in this space. I feel wrong, different, and distant from everyone. And I wonder if I never be able to find myself. I never understand who I really am. You are something that you don't know yet. And that is pretty freaky. Because you are not this, I am really frozen, I am distant, I am wonder if I never able to find myself. You can never find yourself, you can find the self, which is bigger than you. It's impersonal. And up to now, you have only been focused on the ego, on myself. This I is the problem of everything. I. That I has to go. When that I goes, then the whole can move in. Otherwise, only I. I am in doubt. I have fear. I'm not good enough. I'm very good. I don't need the master. I. That I can never receive a master. It is all something else that has to be touched. And when that opens, all those games disappear. You have opened a new door in yourself, which I call the heart. Now for the first time you start feeling something beyond your thinking mind. Otherwise, the mind is always in control. I want. It's not about what you want, what I want. It is about what is. And is vast. It will blow you away. It will blow that I away. The part that I've taken in the last 3 years is the most conscious thing that I have done in my whole life. But sometimes I also doubt this part. I wonder if I can be a good disciple or not and surrender to a master that only you can figure out. But if these last 3 years is the most conscious thing that you have done in your whole life, conscious, if it is conscious, that means that this is good, because for the first time maybe you have a feeling of something else. These 3 years have brought you here. But the thing is that maybe you didn't really come of your own intuition, your own longing. Maybe you came because somebody said, oh, it's so fantastic in Satsang with Swaha. It's so great in Dharma Mountain, in Mevlana Garden. You have to go. So many people come like this. They are not ready. They don't have the call themselves. Other people, they maybe have been dreaming about seeing me, to come close to me for years. But they haven't had the opportunity. But it's a deep call inside their soul. They know for years that's where they're going. So when these people come, they are much more ripe. No, you are here like a tourist. You are checking it out. Nothing wrong with that. But it's not place for tourists. Only tourists first time. Tourists not allowed back. Only come, take photo, go. But in the beginning, it's natural to be tourist. You have to check it out. Is this for me? Is this for me? Is this feels nice? Blah, 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 blah. Is this the right thing? What is this master disciple? Blah, 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 blah. So then the next thing after the tourist is the student. The student start understanding that, wow, this is a whole new thing going on. I want to learn. Then maybe you are a student for many years, till something opens that you can't resist, which is bound to happen in satsang. It's always like that. Because around an enlightened one, there's always a subtle energy that is much more potent than the mind. That's why it's very difficult for mind to be in satsang. So then, depending on the person and the maturity, the stage, evolution of that person, it can happen quick, it can take many, many years. Then it comes to a point, something happened. I asked for sannyas. That has to come from the inside. Otherwise, it's false. Now you have touched something beyond your positive and negative mind. You have tasted something of the beyond, of love, of the eternal, of bliss. That is much more real than your mind. So when that is just touched, then you do things that you can think about your whole life. Should I do it? Should I do not? That is the sign. You don't think anymore because you have to follow. It's much more powerful. The heart, the soul is much more powerful than the mind. Otherwise, the mind will always think, never decide. It's another way to stay safe. I wonder if I can be a good disciple or not and surrender to a master. You can maybe surrender to a false master where you can just sit on your seat and do a mantra. There's many people like that. They don't challenge you. There's many so-called masters that is not masters. You can go to so many places in India, ashrams. They don't disturb you. You just do some yoga and chant a little bit and put some flowers on the altar and sing bhajans. Nothing will ever happen. You're not challenged. It's like a aspirin. You feel a little relaxed, feel good, but there's no transformation. You have to go in. There's no way around it. You have to go in. You have to know thyself. And that is tough. Just what you are facing now, you have to face your numbness, your darkness, your pain. All that you have to go beyond. That only somebody who is compassionate enough to show it to you. Then afterwards you will understand this was absolutely needed because now I'm clean. You can never be a good disciple or not, neither good nor bad. Only the heart which you haven't touched here can be a good disciple. Only the heart. And when you touch the heart, when the master has touched your heart, when you have opened up, then there is no doubt. It's not a question anymore. And only the heart can really listen to the master. Otherwise, the master has to try to talk to your mind, which is very difficult because it's full of its own ideas. The master just wants to connect you to your own heart, to your own being. That is very difficult if that hasn't happened. in the heart, in truth, there is no your idea and his ideas. In the heart, the way my experience of the heart, where I'm coming from, maybe not yours, there is not my truth and your truth. It is the truth, is one heart. And only the heart understands that. And when the heart, which is what has happened in the disciple, that means something is touched, that wants to listen beyond the mind. Because that's where freedom is, that's where love is, that's where ecstasy is, that's where peace is. And that is almost impossible to do alone. You have to have help. I also want to express how grateful I am and how much I'm inspired by the people who live and work at Dharma Mountain. Here everything is done carefully with presence and awareness, and I perceive them and others more and more everywhere, in the food that is cooked, in the preparation of the rooms, and in satsang, in the care of the sessions, in the working meditation, in the way that the workers stay together and work together, in the love and the kindness which everybody welcomes us with. Here, the sentence, "you have to," doesn't exist, because the doing is always an inspiration, a manifestation of the love that I can follow, like the natural flowing of the river. So I just want to say thanks, namaste, to all the people working in Dharma Mountain. With deep respect and gratitude, Rahul. Very good, Rahul. No, at least maybe I haven't touched you, but my people have touched you. That is an outer layer of me. How do you think all these people are so harmonious, so much beauty in absolutely everything they do? Where do you think they have gotten this from? It is their devotional heart. Is this their own experience, their understanding? They are devoted to love, to the Master. They want to function in harmony. They have felt something. So it's very beautiful. You have felt that. But still you have a resistance where it comes from. It is a miracle. Where in the whole world can you find this? And that has touched you. That is great, because you know how the world functions. And how can all these people function so beautiful, do everything so lovingly, so harmoniously, so peaceful? How can they welcome everybody so friendly with an open heart? What is their secret? Meditate on that, Rahul. What is their secret? How come this has happened? This is the manifestation of their love for the Master. You have to digest this, Rahul. Integrate it. When you go back to Italy, meditate on it, contemplate on it. What really happened? Go deeper, digest it. Don't be in a hurry. I cannot fix you in 1, 2, 3. It's not like that. It's not like in California. 7 steps to samadhi in 7 easy sessions. enlightenment in a weekend, $10,000. No, it's not like that. You have to be worthy. You have to do the part. Nobody can do it for you. But the master can ignite this forgotten memory that you are more than the mind. Much more is possible. It's a whole different life beyond this numbness, beyond this darkness. They have this old, most ancient prayer in India where they said, please, Master, please, O Guru, lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. I had enough. Please. That only your heart and your soul can feel. Your mind never would accept that. The mind always wants to do it by yourself. But a lot of help is available. So you have tourists, you have students, you have disciples, and you have devotees. Go and share this love, this harmony that has touched you with your girlfriend there and with yourself. And you are welcome back if you liked the food. I will teach you different recipe beyond pasta. Exotic dishes from faraway countries and faraway galaxies even. Things you could never dream about. How is this possible? What is this made of? Wow! This taste I never tasted before. What did you put in here? Where can we... Where can I find more of this? Where can I find more? Can I have some more? That's the disciple. It was so good, it doesn't matter. If we walk to the end of the world, I want some more. That is the disciple. Then the master is happy, say, come. This was good. Gosh. That was so good. Way beyond pasta and pizza and ice cream, tiramisu, everything. Nada. Doesn't come close. Just a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, and the tum-pum-pum-pum-pum. And the ingredients is always available. Little bit of this, little bit of that. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Ah. was the dish? Good for digestion. Osho says, truth cannot be given to you. It is already in you. But it can be called forth. It has to be provoked. A master is one who provokes the truth to come forth in you. A context can be created. A certain space can be created in which it's arising in you, where it's no longer asleep. It is becoming awakened. This is the function of the master. It's far more complex than you think. It would have been far easier, simpler, if truth could be conveyed. It cannot be conveyed. Hence, indirect ways is necessary, and so many means have to be devised by the master. The master is the technique itself. The New Testament has a beautiful story of Lazarus. Christians miss the whole point of it. Christ is so unfortunate. He has fallen into the wrong company. Not even a single Christian theologian has been able to discover the meaning of the beautiful story of Lazarus, his death and resurrection. Lazarus dies. He is the brother of Mary Magdalena and Martha, and a great devotee of Jesus. Jesus is far away. By the time he gets the information and the invitation, come immediately. 2 days have already passed. And by the time he reaches Lazarus' place, 4 days has passed. But Mary and Martha are waiting for him. Their trust is such, total, in the master. The whole village is laughing at them. They are being stupid in others' eyes because they are keeping the corpse in the cave. They are watching day and night, guarding the corpse. The corpse has already started stinking. The village people are saying, "You are fools. Jesus cannot do anything. When somebody is dead, somebody is dead." Jesus comes. He goes to the cave. He does not enter into the cave. He stands outside and calls Lazarus forth. The people have gathered all around. They must be laughing. This Jesus guy, he seems to be crazy. Somebody says to him, "What are you doing? He's dead. He has been dead for 4 days. In fact, to enter into the cave is difficult. His body is stinking. It's impossible. What do you do calling like that?" But Jesus doesn't take any notice. He shouts again and again, "Lazarus, Lazarus, come out." And the crowd is in for a great surprise. Lazarus walks out of the cave, totally shaken, shocked, as out of a deep slumber, as if he has fallen into a coma. He himself cannot believe what has happened. Why he was in that cave in the beginning? "Lazarus, Lazarus, come out." That is what the master is doing. No, this Christian, of course, have tried to make it into some miracle. But this, in fact, is the story of every master. You are dead, and he is calling you out. It's not too late. It's not that Lazarus is physically dead. And these two devotees, Mary Magdalene and Martha, they knew that this Lazarus, he's available now. We can sense it. He's been touched. He's on the words to be reborn. That is the whole story. But you need a man like Jesus who say, Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. Come out of the cave. What is the cave? What is the dead? It is your identification with yourself, with the small, with the limited. Living in a little black box, all numb, frozen, afraid. Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. Come out here to me, out in the light. Out in the free. That is what the masters are doing. This is the meaning. Not that he woke up the dead, physical dead body. For the enlightened ones, you are all dead, you are all asleep. You are all numb. You are all frozen. In which way can he melt you? In which way can he get you out? You have to be tired of being in your little cave, in your safe little cave, together with the dead. Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. And only a master have that energy to get you out. Out of yourself, out of your limited ideas. That takes a disciple's, a devotee's heart. No, come out. You have been there enough. Osho says, whether Lazarus was really dead or not is not the point. Whether Jesus was capable of raising the dead or not is not the point. To get involved in those stupid questions is absurd. No man of understanding will think that this is something historical that really happened. It is far more than that. It is not a fact, but it is a truth. It is not something that happens in time. It is something more, something that happens in eternity, in the now. You are all dead. You are all in the same situation as Lazarus. You are all living in your dark caves. You are all stinking, deteriorating, because that is not something that comes one day suddenly. You are dying slowly every day. You go on living as if you know what life is. The whole function of the master is to call you forth. Lazarus, come out of the cave. Come out of your grave. Come out of your death. That's why the master has to be very creative to find out new ways how to hit you, how to scream to you, how to tickle you, how to kiss you, how to tempt you, how to challenge you to get out of your cave. Lazarus, Lazarus, come out. Come out of your cave. The sun is shining. In your little cave, it's stinking. It's cold. Come, smell the flowers. Feel the sun. Feel the rain. And that's how it is. When you do it, you listen to the master, you stumble out, and then you're all confused. You are in a slumber. You're almost like in a coma because you don't recognize yourself. No, you start functioning. You listen to your heart now. You are very innocent now. You have to learn again how to live a different life. That is the trust. No, you don't know everything. No, you realize that you don't know anything, but you are totally alive, totally fresh. Only a deep understanding, a deep love, can experience this. Therefore, recognizing Buddha in all beings, this has presented itself to me several times lately, and as the relationship between my daughter's mother and me has nothing but conflicts and poor cooperations since we split, I felt both motivated and inspired to look at the situation with different eyes. I found that she was not the only fool involved. And when I looked inside, I found myself being full of arrogance, expectations, and strategies. In every situation, I was looking down on her, expecting her to clear up the mess and twisting situations to make them fit into my desires and needs. It's very hard to accept these things when you suddenly realize what you carry inside, putting out on others. It's very difficult, Hamid. But that's what I'm giving you the clarity to see. And that is the healing. Because only love, compassion, understanding can heal you. And this is how we go on living, full of arrogance, expectations, and strategies. That's why nobody wants to look at themselves, because it's bound to come up. And this happened very recently, but by accepting more and more and remembering who I really am, the communication between her and me has already improved a lot. Yes, I'm teaching you the heart, then communicate from the heart. There is no arrogance there. And then you will be very humble, no? Because you know how difficult it is to be really human. It's like that for everybody. But everybody has a heart. The artist is how to touch it. And you can only touch that if you have it yourself. Thank you, Babaji. Thank you for helping me to see the way. I know that this would not be possible without your guidance and presence. Love and gratitude from Hamid. Namaste. Much help and guidance is available. That is very good. No, you know, it works now. Just go on opening up, oh, surrendering, relaxing, trusting your heart. And then that will lead the way. And it will be a totally different life. May everyone have the courage to go beyond the mind into peace itself, into love itself. Aum Shanti.
Tsaba